Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.
I'm joined in studio by Neil's Sunday Best producer, Daniel Cahill, with Things to Do. What's on this week? Daniel, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Good. Thank you.
Listening first, podcasts. Podcasts.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of them, and you've got some other recommendations and other bits to listen to.
So usually in this part of the show, we recommend a podcast to listen to, but I'm going to switch it up because I couldn't find this. This is Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris. So that's how I first came to know David Sedaris. It was part of the This American Life, the most famous podcast in the world, probably. And I heard this in full. It's years old, I'd say. It's probably 99, 98.
Yeah.
And he worked for one Christmas in Macy's as an elf.
Right.
And he, in a typical David Starr, very dry, very droll.
He's an American writer and...
American writer, satirist, essayist. He does... the reason why I bring him up is because he's doing an evening in the National Concert Hall on the Sunday, the 8th of July, which I am going to. And he's written books, Meet Up Pretty One Day.
I've read that one.
Yeah.
He's very, very good.
He's so funny.
He makes satirical writing, and he lampoons himself. He makes it just so effortless. Like, you read it and you go, you know, he's just such a talent.
Yeah, he's amazing. So we have a clip from this. So Santaland Diaries, the whole piece is up on YouTube. So it's no longer available as a podcast, but you can actually, all 45 minutes, and it doesn't matter about the time of year, sit back and make a cup of coffee and listen to this. It is hilarious. This is a clip where he's describing that all the elves had different jobs, and one of the days he was in charge of the magic mirror.
This morning I got stuck at the magic window, which is really boring. I'm supposed to stand around and say, "Step on the magic star and you can see Santa." I said that for a while, and then I started saying, "Step on the magic star and you can see Cher," and people got excited. So I said, "Step on the magic star and you can see Mike Tyson." Some people in the other line, the line to sit on Santa's lap, got excited and cut through the gate so that they could stand on my magic star. Then they got angry when they looked through the magic window and saw Santa rather than Cher or Mike Tyson. But what did they honestly expect? Is Cher so hard up for money that she would agree to stand behind a two-way mirror at Macy's?
It's just amazing stuff.
He's class. He is class. He is coming here, July.
July. So there were still tickets when I bought them last week. So July in the National Concert Hall. He does these talks. He just reads from his books and things, but he's kind of... He's got anecdotes for Africa, you know. He's great.
Music-wise, then, a couple of gigs.
Yeah. So tonight, the Franz Ferdinand, the Scottish rockers that were or indie rockers that were around when I was in college, they are playing in the Olympia. Apparently, they've released other albums aside from their.
Yeah, Franz Ferdinand. I mean, look, Take Me Out was a huge, big breakthrough hit. Got loads of radio play. They were a very good band. They had a couple of good singles and a couple of very fine albums. I thought they'd gone away, and then lo and behold, very recently they brought out some new stuff, which is decent.
Yes, I read a review yesterday that said they've decided to go pop and unashamedly pop.
Yeah, it's a little bit different to what you'd have expected from Franz Ferdinand, but it still sounds like them, you know.
Yeah, because that first album was amazing. But they are they're in the Olympia tonight. Now, this gig is a little bit in the future, but it's in July, and it's Paul Simon. The tickets go on sale tomorrow, so it's his final.
Okay.
He's wrapping up touring.
That's right.
He's quite prolific tour, really. He's, you know, he kind of tours every year, every 2 years. I've seen him twice myself. I have, yeah.
All right. What was he like?
He was amazing, actually. I went to see him in, I went to see Simon and Garfunkel when they came back that time after, I think it was 2002, in the RDS.
Wow.
They were supported by the Everly Brothers, which is bonkers.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? Didn't have you down as Everly Brothers or Simon and Garfunkel fan.
Yeah, no, I love them. And then I went to see Paul Simon. He was playing the Marquee a few years ago.
And what was he touring? Just general?
I think he probably had an album. Like, his later albums weren't so good. There was a very funny moment, I remember, in the Marquee, a typical Irish, you know, audience. He was, you know, the few chords of Sound of Silence. It was like, ding, ding, ding. Hello, darkness, my old friend. And then somebody in the audience, like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Oh, no.
Just ruined a beautiful...
Oh, God.
A beautiful moment. But anyway, his tickets are going on sale, and he is tomorrow morning, so I will be trying to get some. And James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt are supporting. And James Taylor in his own right, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a great lineup. I'd imagine it will sell out. In terms of what to watch, you and I have been watching the same thing on Netflix.
Yes, Rita. You're a bit further ahead in it than I am. I think I'm three episodes in.
Rita is very, very, very good.
Yes.
Very good. I'm giving it 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to keep watching. I'm enjoying it, but it's... It's different because it's a Danish comedy. They're about an hour long. It's about a feisty teacher who can't be told what to do. She's a great character, and there's
brilliant character. Oh, I think like all the main characters in it are really well drawn out. I think that's why I think it's so good. I you could make an Irish version of it.
Yeah,
because the characters are so pronounced. There's a principal who's very idiosyncratic. There's the kind of HR person who's the same. She is really pronounced. Her children are all extremely well drawn out, so you could kind of take like the way they put the US Office was the American version of The Office.
Yeah,
I think you could do the same with Rita. Now, it's not a sitcom, of course. It's more of
not like Belly Laughs.
Yeah, it's not
like they're kind of slow burners or whatever, but it is actually enjoyable watching.
Yep.
That is one of my recommendations. Another one is Seeing All Red. Now, I've watched the first 40 minutes of it last night, and then tiredness took over, but it is actually a very good it's a documentary, very apt for our times now. It's about Gloria Allred, who is an attorney who is a very famous attorney in America.
Right.
A lot of people don't like her, but she takes on a lot of women's rights cases, a lot of those, you know, Weinsteins and the Cosbys and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of a look into her personal life, which she never really kind of explores. So I started watching that last night. Very good. Can't wait to watch the rest of it.
All right.
And then I have one more recommendation. It is on All 4, which is the Channel 4. It used to be video on, what was it?
4OD.
4OD.
Okay.
Which you can get here, because you can't get the BBC iPlayer or the ITV player, but you can get the
Channel
All
4.
It has an absolute treasure trove. So
really?
If you've got Google Chrome or whatever, Chromecast, you can... you can transfer it over to the TV or stream it from the TV. But it's got every program that was ever aired on Channel 4 is there. They've got loads of documentaries. They've got box sets. They've got comedy movies.
Great.
It's brilliant. So this one, Drifters, I love it. There's four series. It's kind of like the female in-betweeners, they say. So it's three women. Hilarious. It's rude. It's vulgar. But it's laughing.
And it's good
funny.
Fun. Excellent. Yeah. Well, I'll mark that down, and I must look into getting All 4 myself as well. Daniel, thanks a million for that.
No worries.
Do they go up on the website as well?
Yes, they do. Yep.
Excellent. Todayfm.com. Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.